Hello, and welcome to the Mentor of Life podcast by Dr. Shola Izokoli. I am Dr. Shola Izokoli, your life makeover mentor. With untraditional solutions to age-old problems, I help you create what you want in life, health, and relationships. Yes, you can have it all. Hello. Welcome to another client success interview with my amazing client, Dr. Saran Wells. Dr. Wells is a pediatrician, an infectious disease doctor. Yes, she is double certified, y'all. Come on. And she is a medical monitor. You're like, what's a medical monitor? More on that later. She's also a wife and a mother and, you know, productive, busy, doing all the things. And she is one of my amazing clients that I am so proud to introduce. So, Dr. Wells, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share and to speak with your audience.
Okay, so I'm going to jump right in because, like we were saying before, people don't like to listen to some long drawn out story or whatever. So I'm going to jump right in with today's client success interview. So, Dr. Wells, or Sarat, as I call you in our sessions, what was happening that made you decide to hire me?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I have been practicing medicine, I want to say for over 20 years. And when I started on this journey as a pediatrician and as a doctor, I thought I would want to be seeing patients for forever. It never occurred to me that I would not, you know, not want to be seeing patients, but I started realizing that I was no longer satisfied with my career. I realized that I was on edge and irritable, snapping at my kids, snapping at my family, and really just dreading what I was doing. And started to think, is there something else, something different? Is, you know, and I started doing a little bit of research on why I was feeling like this, and I came upon the discovery that I may be just burnt out. We had, you know, we are still in a pandemic. I've been working through the pandemic.
Yes.
Juggling various responsibilities. And I knew that I wanted to take charge of my life and find a way to improve my quality of life and how I was feeling. And so I started looking at how to do that. And I thought of various avenues, but the more I read about it and the more I thought about it, I decided that the best thing would be to find someone who can coach me, or someone who could sort of help me figure out the feelings I was having, why I was having these feelings, and then what I wanted, and then sort of guide me gently sometimes pull me along to where I wanted to be. And so I started looking for someone who I felt I could work with, who would be able to get me to that place.
Thank you very much. I don't know, whenever I do these client success interviews, I always feel like crying. So it is a privilege to have worked with you up to this point. And speaking of working with me, how has working with me helped you achieve your goal? What have you been able to do since working with me?
Quite a lot, actually. Where do we start?
From the beginning.
I still remember that first conversation we had. I remember when I reached out to you to schedule a meeting so that we could talk about your services and my needs. And that particular day, I was overwhelmed, actually. When I remember you asking me, do we need to reschedule? Because I was having one of those days where things were just unbelievably crazy at work. And at that point in time, if I could have, I would have just been like, I'm done, and just sort of walked away. But in working with you, I discovered that it wasn't that I no longer wanted to be a doctor. I just wanted to sort of figure out what my frustrations were, what were causing me to be so burnt out and overwhelmed, and then systematically work on ways to meet my short-term and long-term goals. So by the time we met, though, I had pretty much decided that I wanted to transition out of clinical medicine to a non-clinical role. And one of the biggest things that we have been able to successfully navigate in our time together is that transition. So when we first met, you know, I was working as a pediatrician with a university in a university clinic, very busy practice, only sole provider, very overwhelmed. But I decided that I wanted to transition to a non-clinical role, specifically in the pharmaceutical industry and clinical research. Mm-hmm. And didn't really know much more than that. I was, you know, thinking, how do I start? How do I network? How do I go from what I've been doing all along to break into this completely new field? We've done it. We came up with a plan. I figured out why I wanted to do this transition. And we even discussed other non-clinical paths that I can take and figured out together. No, this one is the one that's most suited to my personality. Mm-hmm. And then we worked through networking, finding jobs, applying, you know, the interview process, and now just completed, you know, I've completed my tenure with my previous job, was able to also successfully transition out of that position on amicable terms with my previous employer, still working with MPRN actually.
Okay.
But now I'm, you know, on board to start my new job as a medical monitor. A medical monitor is someone who works with people in research who want to do research and just sort of guide them through that process. It's something brand new to me. I'm going to have to learn this. I'm excited about this new opportunity.
Yes.
But, you know, I was successfully able to visualize what I wanted to do, why I wanted to do it. And now I've been successful in finding a job in that field. And it wasn't just in terms of work, it was also in terms of family and home, you know, just being overwhelmed with other responsibilities and realizing that I don't have to do everything, that I could delegate some things, which will take some of the pressure off of me, finding time to work on my relationship with my kids and my husband. And we've worked on so many different aspects. It's not just one area that I find that our sessions have been helpful in. And it's amazing, you know, you start every session, you're like, what do you want to work on today? And to be honest, some days I've just not thought about it, so I don't know what to work on. But because our relationship has developed and because it's been so fluid and I think you've gotten to know me so well, sometimes it just sort of evolves in the session. It may be something that I've come in with, something that just happened, and we build on that. And that's also something that has been, that I've appreciated, is the flexibility and, you know, just that sort of diversity in terms of your service and what we've been able to accomplish together.
Okay, wow, that's really high praise. So, I mean, you said so much. You said that we went through a successful career change. We've gone through just, you know, being less overwhelmed, less burnt out. I remember having this one conversation where we talked about boundaries and setting boundaries in the clinic with regard to certain things that had to do with the chart, and how by the next conversation you were like, yes, this is making sense. And I'm really, really happy to hear that. And I know that anyone who wants to work with me will be happy to hear that, you know, I'm not only able to help people through just the career, but also life and all these other little things that add up to make sure you're living that happier, healthier, more purposeful life, that you wake up every day, you know, just being happy. Yes. To go. So this brings me to my next and final question. Why would you recommend me to other people? Because I'm guessing at this point you would wholeheartedly recommend me. Just be sure. But what about me is that you will say, okay, that hire Shala above other coaches?
Yes, I would most wholeheartedly recommend you to friends and to colleagues, and for various reasons. One, and I think what, so most importantly for me, is that you're very easy to talk to. You're very relatable. You know, when I started on the journey of trying to find someone to work with, there were a few things that I thought about that were important to me, like characteristics that are important to me and the person that I work with. You know, I needed someone that I felt comfortable with, because I feel like working with a coach, you need to be able to open up to them. And sometimes there are moments of vulnerability, and I was able to connect and trust you. And that's very important. You came across as genuine. You know, it wasn't just about, well, I want your business, but I really felt like you genuinely cared about getting me through this period of my life and this season of my life. For me, what was also important was finding someone who was like-minded in terms of values. And I didn't know this before we decided to work together, but after working with you, I discovered that we had the same core Christian values, and that was also very important to me because, you know, for someone who is going to be providing guidance, the guidance should also resonate with my spirit and with who, you know, I think I am as a person. I also found out that we have a lot more in common than the obvious, you know, we're born the same month and...
Yes, both West Indians, hello!
Exactly, come from the same... So we have a lot of those backgrounds. So, and another reason to why I really would highly recommend you is your ability to be adaptable and to be intuitive. And I appreciated that because, as I said before, you know, there were times when I wasn't even sure what we needed to work on. Like, there were very specific, like, there was the job and there, you know, that sort of stuff. But then, you know, we've spoken about things related to family, just issues related to my kids and just something that might be happening in that moment. And you've always been able to just provide that little suggestion or advice or something that improves the situation in the short term and also in the long term. And I appreciate that adaptability. I feel like someone that you work with in this, you know, in this sort of environment, to build this sort of relationship, has to be someone who has that level of caring and consideration. And they're like, okay, well, this is going on with your family, but this is what we're working on now, so we can't address that. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I really appreciate. So I wholeheartedly believe that anyone who chooses to work with you will recognize that they may come for one thing or may come for a few things, but come away with experiencing just a general improvement in the quality of life and really enjoy the journey as well.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Saran Wells. I appreciate, I mean, I do these client success interviews all the time, but I mean, every single time, even for me, it's good to hear from somebody who's paying you, not the other way around. And to hear that, I mean, I'm you know, adding this much value, and know that going forward, I'll just continue to add more and more value into the lives of other doctors. So, you know, thank you for doing this interview, and you know, we have not seen the last of each other. So
definitely, it has been my pleasure, and I thank God for, you know, giving me the opportunity to have met you and to have worked with you. This has really been a very valuable.
So thank you, Dr. Wells.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Mentor of Life podcast, your one-stop shop for innovative solutions in life, health, and relationships. My little piece of the internet is shalaezeokoli.com. That's shalaezeokoli.com. There you can find links to my social media pages, sign up to work with me, or invite me to speak at your corporation, conference, or other event. Thank you so very much for listening. Until next time, remember, yes, you can have it all.